This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. CPN-UML Task Force meeting underway at Singhadarbar. More than 800,000 coronavirus vaccines arrive from China. And US President Joe Biden defends decision to end Afghan military operation. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the task force formed to resolve the inter-party dispute of the ruling CPN-UML is underway at Singhadarbar. The coordinator of the task force, leader Subhash Nembang, informed that today's meeting would also focus on seeking consensus. Leaders taking part in the earlier task force meetings have said that discussion have remained positive so far. 809,600 doses of aerosol vaccines purchased by the Nepal government from China have arrived at the Tribhuvan International Airport today. An aircraft of the Nepal Airlines Corporation brought the vaccines in the first phase. The government has signed an agreement with the government of China to purchase 4 million doses of the vaccine. Likewise, the aircraft will fly on 15th July for the second lot and arrive on 16th July. Again, it will take off on 22nd July and bring the third shipment on 23rd July. The Minister of Health and Population is preparing to give the purchased aerosol vaccine to citizens below the age of 60 years. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's Corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 27-year-old man of Madhuban 1 died of coronavirus infection. The Parbat Baglung Road section along the Mid Hill Highway has remained obstructed for the last 3 days. Landslides occurred at Kusma Municipality 8, Sundare Khola, Chuavir and Ward No. 2, Nayapul, disrupted the traffic road. Parbat Traffic Police Chief Krishna Kharka informed that it is likely to take a couple of days to resume the vehicular movement along the road section by removing the debris in Nayapul. Efforts are, however, underway to reopen the road at the earliest, he said. With the traffic disruption, travel and transport connectivity has snapped with Parbat, Baglung, Miagdi and Mustang. Likewise, the Beni Maldunga road section linking Magdi and Mustang districts with the National Highway has also not come into operation. Landslides occurred at Aniyaghat and Jamire of Jaljala rural municipality of Parbat obstructed the road. Police said efforts are going on to resume the disrupted traffic movement on the road stretch. Vehicular movement has resumed one way following removal of landslide debris in Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 Seti Dovan. The Narangarh Moglin Road that had been obstructed due to landslide since 10 p.m. Wednesday has reopened with one-way traffic since 5:30 this morning. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the vehicles stranded on the road now are plying to their destinations after the debris clear off. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, and there are chances of heavy rainfall at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudarpashchim Province. And there are chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati Province and Sudarpashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A hate squad composed mostly of retired Colombian soldiers assassinated Haiti's president Jovenel Moïse earlier this week. Police Chief Leon Charles said the group included 26 Colombians and 2 Americans of Haitian origin. 8 of the suspects are still on the run, while 17, including the 2 Americans, have been arrested. The remaining suspects were shot dead during gun battles with the police in the capital, Port-au-Prince. In the early hours of Wednesday, a group of gunmen broke into the president's home and shot him and his wife. According to authorities, Moïse was found lying on his back with 12 bullet wounds and died at the scene. U.S. President Joe Biden has defended his decision to withdraw military forces from Afghanistan, saying that U.S. operations will end on 31st of August. The fourth U.S. president to oversee the war also defended the speed of the U.S. withdrawal, saying it saved lives. Biden's speech comes as the Taliban militant group continues to seize territory around the country. U.S. forces have fought in Afghanistan for nearly 20 years following the terror attacks of 11th of September 2001. Earlier this week, Biden said a 11th of September 2021 goal of withdrawing all U.S. troops. Former U.S. President Donald Trump had agreed with the Taliban to pull out U.S. troops by May 2021, but that deadline was pushed back by Biden after he took office in January. Fully vaccinated UK residents arriving in England from Amber Travel List destinations will no longer have to quarantine from 19th July. However, they will still need to pay for COVID tests before and after their return, the Transport Secretary said. Travel industry leaders say the change was a positive step but called for the Amber List to be expanded. Currently, anyone returning from countries on the Amber or Red List must isolate for 10 days regardless of vaccine status. Northern Ireland plans to adopt the change from 26 July, while both Scotland and Wales have said they will consider whether to follow the same rules. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML Task Force meeting underway at Singha Darbar. More than 800,000 coronavirus vaccines arrive from China, and U.S. President Joe Biden defends decision to end Afghan military operation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.